Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Two school children are dead and 17 others injured after a shooting at the Annunciation Catholic School in South Minneapolis this morning. Police say the children were attending Mass to mark the first week of school. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara described what happened.
During the Mass, a gunman approached on the outside on the side of the building and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the Mass. Shooting through the windows, he struck children and worshipers that were inside the building.
Of the 17 injured, police say 14 of them are children. Two students are in critical condition. Police say the shooter had a rifle, shotgun, and pistol. The investigation continues. The matchups are set for two Minnesota Senate special elections in November. State Representative Amanda Hemmingson-Yeager of Woodbury won the Senate District 47 Democratic primary Tuesday with 82% of the vote. She'll face Republican candidate Dwight Darrow for the seat of former Senator Nicole Mitchell. In the Senate District 29 Republican primary, Michael Holmstrom Jr. won a three-way race with more than 73% support. He'll take on DFL candidate Lewis McNutt for the seat of the late Senator Bruce Anderson of Buffalo. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is concerned about the state of the farm economy.
It's always the uncertainty. Commodity prices are not great where they need to be, and I think we're trying to see the trade deals settle out.
Walz says farmers in the state are poised to harvest a large crop.
But again, I'm most concerned that we make sure our markets stay open, that we got a place to sell these folks.
Walz says farmers are resilient while acknowledging this is a difficult time for agriculture. Congressman Brad Finstad is pushing for more certainty in America's food supply chain. On Tuesday, the Minnesota Republican introduced the American Protein Processing Modernization Act, aimed at keeping pork and poultry processing plants running at full capacity. The legislation builds on proven pilot program and would require the USDA to publish clear food safety criteria for increased line speeds. Local Spring Grove Soda, a shop that sells soda only made with cane sugar, is at the Minnesota State Fair. Employee Avery Terrio says it began as a soda jerk in pharmacist G.G. Risty's drugstore.
We've been around since like the early 1900s. It's been a family business. It's really cool how a business can go down in generations, still have a big impact over the years to people all around.
A great example is the shop's rhubarb flavor. It was created just for the Lanesboro Rhubarb Festival and was so well liked that it stuck around. The Minnesota Vikings are bringing back wide receiver and Detroit Lakes native Adam Thielen. NFL Network is reporting the Carolina Panthers are trading 35-year-old Thielen to the Vikes for a 2026 fifth-round draft pick and a fourth rounder in 2027. The Vikings needed help at receiver, with Jordan Addison suspended the first three games. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that waterfowl season is just around the corner. The early teal and early goose seasons begin Saturday, September 6th. This is MNN.